Hi, y'all. Welcome to another episode of Behind the Likes. I'm Shy.
And I'm Winter. And we're back with another one.
Back again.
Back after 2 weeks again.
Yeah, after 2 weeks again. Yeah. Is it a 2 week again?
Yeah, it's a 2 week again. Because we've just, this has honestly been a really busy time for both of us.
Yeah.
We've just been having a lot going on. Mm-hmm. But one thing, we always put y'all first. We got to make sure that we get it done.
Exactly. So, mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's been a very eventful week for us both.
Yeah.
So, do you want to start?
I want to start off with my hair.
Gorgeous curls.
Girl, you're lying.
No, I'm serious. Really? I literally just said when you came in, I was like, I felt like I haven't seen your hair curly.
I know. I miss it. Like, you know, when you flat iron hair a few times, I feel like a bob is for girls with like naturally flat iron hair. Like a bob is not for a girl with curly hair.
I like the curly bob though.
The curly bob really isn't giving what I thought it would have gave, but
the cob.
No, yeah, it's not. But it's like, you know what? We're going to figure it out. You know, can you see my tan?
Tan is popping. It is popping.
I just recently came from Florida. I was visiting my family. Mm-hmm. Before Florida, I went to New York. If y'all remember on the last podcast episode, I celebrated.
What?
I celebrated 3 years with my boyfriend. And it was great.
Period.
So from New York, I feel like I've been traveling so much, like from Tokyo, New York, LA, mm-hmm. New York, Florida.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, we just celebrated 3 years. He took me to this cute little spot in New York. We had to take a ferry to get there. I love New York. I'm not going to lie to you.
Wait, a ferry? So was that Staten Island? What is that?
No, I don't know. No,
like,
it was like a little ferry to like this place called the Governor's Island. So they have little like massage places. They have like little restaurants. Like it was like a whole nother vibe. It was really so cute. I'm not going to lie to you. I am loving New York more and more every time I go out there. I don't know.
You're falling in love.
LA is not giving what it needs to give.
You
want to
move to
New
York?
Just like
my bob. No. Your bob is giving. Well, I don't know how it's going to look when it's fully dried, though.
Yeah, no, I know, right? It's going to puff up. But, I don't know. Like, I mean, no, I'm not moving out there without a ring, but.
Let me the fuck know.
No, I'm not moving there without a ring.
Leaving me? If you move to New York, bitch, I might have to come because we can't quit the pod.
I know. You know what's crazy? I was thinking about that, too. I was like, what if we do one of those? No, we can't do that. I'm not moving. No time soon. First of all, I just signed a lease for.
Right.
Exactly. 14 months, and I ain't getting out of that. And I might sign another one. No, but.
Period.
No, but, yeah.
But it was fun. You loved
it. It was fun. I loved New York. I love the vibe. It's just so alive. And I know we say this all the time. We had the best blast at Everyday People. But we had a blast. Like when every time we say that LA isn't fun, we end up doing some fun random shit and like have a ball. But like, I don't know. New York just gives different vibe. Like you can walk, go to multiple different restaurants. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like Manhattan, Lower East Side, Queens. You know,
oh, she real New York, y'all. Dead ass.
Upper East.
Man, she know her spots.
It ain't even brick outside no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's real kind of humid out there.
I'm crying.
That's why also I haven't been able to wear my hair flat iron because I'm like, bro, it's so hot and humid. Yeah. And, like, it's just not giving. But, yeah, I love that. And then I went to Florida. Went straight from New York to Florida. And Florida is a different type of heat.
Wait, where in Florida were you?
We were in like Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida. Okay. Like my sister lives out there with her three kids and her man. So my other sister went out there for my...
Look at your rings. They're cute. You never wear rings.
I always wear these.
I've never seen those.
You literally do not pay attention
to me. You
know what?
Maybe I don't look
all.
At your hands because now your nails are red and they're like grabbing my attention.
I got a tan on my nails.
You know what? Maybe that's also they're showing more because you're not as white as you normally are. Normally they just kind of blend in with your pasty look. No, I'm just kidding.
Yo, I'm white as hell.
No, your tan looks amazing. Like it looks.
Who
great.
The hell gets literally a heat rash?
Did you get heat rash?
Yes, I have heat rash all over my body.
Really? Oh, okay. No, you know that like sun poisoning apparently is a thing. Like I just kind of found out about that, but you didn't get that, so whatever.
Yeah, I don't have no type of melanin to protect me from the sun. My sister and my little nephews got a little bit of the heat rash too. That Florida heat, that Florida sun is different. But I had fun out there too. I mean, the graduation snore fest. Little kids graduations need to have liquor.
Wait, how old were they?
He's going to middle school. Okay. Like, he's finished fifth grade.
So it wasn't even, like, a big thing. It was just, like,
no.
I gotta go support.
Yeah, but my sister was, you know, my other sister was going out there, and her husband couldn't go with her because he had to work. So, like, you know, I was there as, like, you know, second set of eyes, ears, hands.
Support. Just
support
the
you
kids.
Know. So I was there, and I enjoyed that. It was fun. It really was. We were right on the beach. Like, our hotel was right on the beach, so it was just a quick little walk away. I had a good time. I really did. I got drunk with my sisters like twice.
I love that.
You know?
Yeah.
It was fun. Much needed. It was a very much a much needed family vacation. And now I'm ready for like a vacation where I don't do nothing.
Like a lazy
vacation? A lazy vacation.
No, I literally, that's so funny because I was just on live in the car and I'm going to my cousin's graduation tomorrow at Berkeley High. And I was like, is it?
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, I was like, is it appropriate for me to like get drunk at a graduation? Because like I plan on it.
No, you should. Yes.
And then I was telling them about when me and you went to my sister's baby shower, we brought a flask and got drunk in the car. And as I said, that's just how we move.
As we should.
We like a drink.
Honestly, okay? A good drink should have been, like, honestly, I wouldn't have been mad if there was a little bar and bartenders in the back with some little hors d'oeuvres
and
at the graduation.
This is a fifth grade graduation, girl. Like a bar?
Yeah, I wouldn't have been mad at it. I really wouldn't have. I would have gladly shown my ID to get a beverage because I was like, oh, snooze fest.
Right.
Jeez.
Like, I want to be hyped up.
Yeah,
like,
and you know what's crazy? My sisters don't drink as much because they are parents. And I'm like, damn, is it not that fun anymore? Like, and they're like just waking up with a hangover with children just isn't it doesn't work.
Like hell.
Yeah.
Imagine waking up. Mm-hmm. How we be waking up sometimes.
Oh my God.
Me
and Winter are the epitome of rotting friends on the couch. Literally, we'll sit there with two different blankets on, all type of food, water, Pedialyte, watching random episodes of Sex and the City and Modern Family
I'm dying.
For can't imagine having some little snotty-nosed kids run up to
me. Like, I'm hungry.
Go fix your own plate, motherfucker. Right. No, I'm not. No.
For real. That's really.
But no, it's so sweet watching them, like, you know, just. It's just
grow up.
Yeah, that and then, like, my sisters, like, just be.
Moms.
Mothers and be good mothers and be sweet, loving, caring. Right. I'm just like, oh, my God, who are y'all? I'm obsessed. It also made me, like, I'm 3 years in, bitch. Where's my kids? I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I always say yes.
Right, like what you
I'm
mean?
I'm a psychopath. I'm just kidding.
I don't need to have kids right now. You don't need to get married right now.
It honestly also was a little bit of the birth control too, because I'm like, these little motherfuckers are bad.
Really?
Yeah, they're not bad. They're just young.
A lot.
They're not even. No, they're just. Yeah,
kids,
they look.
Honestly, kids who don't know how to behave really annoy me. I don't want. Don't bring more on your kid if your kid don't know how to act. Like, I don't want it to be screaming. I don't want it to be yelling.
It would
around on the floor. Get your ass up. Like,
yeah. You know what's crazy? And people who don't have kids say that about kids. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, my sister is very aware of like when one of my little nephews was crying. Like, she left the house and she went to like Walmart or something. I'm like, no. So before we get into the episode, we want to shout out our sponsor for today, Via Hemp.
Yes, we do. And Via Hemp, we've been actually using these products for a little bit now. I think about 2 months for me. And I've been using their CBD gummies before bedtime, which they have so many options, you guys. They have things with THC, without THC. Mm-hmm. It's amazing, especially for me because I am a CBD lover.
Yeah,
I've been doing it every night before bed. It's been helping me get my rest. Nice, long, cozy slumber. I couldn't ask for anything more. They have amazing flavors. They have easy shipping, and they make sure they get to your door.
Yeah, they are. And they're actually really good, too. Like, you know, I've tried other brands before, and, like, the flavor just isn't there. Like, it always goes well, and it honestly helps me with the restlessness, especially because the summer is approaching, and I'm just, like, I feel like I'm doing so much now. I just need a little extra, like, help relaxing. I love them. They are great flavors, made with vegan and organic ingredients, is the only lifestyle hemp brand. They also have zero THC products, and their products range from 0 mg to 100 mg of THC.
Head to viahemp.com and use code BEHINDTHELIKES to receive 15% off plus one free sample of their award-winning gummies. 21 plus. That's viahemp.com and use code BEHINDTHELIKES at checkout. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. Get the rest you deserve with the dreams from Via. I like about my friends with kids, though, like, they be checking their kids. Like, you know, like, even with my little niece, like, my niece can't really talk back. She can't be disrespectful. It's, like, definitely, like, you're getting checked. We're not letting it fly. I can't deal with, like, I can't be around a parent who's, like, just letting their kid be hella disrespectful. Because then I want to step in and be like, who the fuck you talking to?
Who you talking to? Why are you talking to my sister?
Right.
Like,
no, literally.
No, but he's just a little baby. He's, like, literally 2 years old. It's so terrible, too. So you can't really, like,
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? You can't really do anything.
Terrible twos. Yeah, those are some ones.
But so cute. Like, if they were some ugly little babies, I'd be like,
ugly. Oh, I don't want to talk about nobody kids, but ugly kids and they be bad. It makes it just.
It makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
It makes it worse.
If you're cute, it's like,
all right, let me clean your little snotty nose.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
You know,
if you're bad and you look funny looking. Out of here, Chucky. Get out of my damn face. That just makes it 20 times worse.
I forgot we were filming Patreon content.
We're filming Patreon content.
So we're going to give y'all a little bit, you know.
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes.
If y'all not subscribed to the Patreon, go make sure you guys check out the Patreon. Mm-hmm. But that sounds like a really good week. Like very family and relationship oriented. Very peaceful. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Yeah.
Mine was not like that. At all. Oh gosh. Okay, so yeah, obviously the reason why you all are here.
I know, right? I can guarantee they're gonna put a timestamp when Shy stop talking.
No, when the drama starts.
Literally.
God.
We ain't care about that.
No.
Lord, that mess.
They care. They care about everything. But
thanks you guys for listening. Wait, so let's get into it. Yes. Get into it from like literally the even beginning. Memorial Day.
That's too far back. See, that's I didn't have me a time. Okay, yeah, that
okay.
Okay, Memorial Day weekend. I go to Arizona.
You were sick. Weren't you sick?
I was sick right before. I was sick when we filmed.
Okay, yeah.
And then literally I was getting better. I got better the day I left. Mm. So remember I was like, damn, I hope I'm better by tomorrow because if not, I'm not going to go. But I woke up. I was like, finally, I'm better. Like it's been a week. Had my little cold, whatever. So woke up, went to Arizona. It was crazy. I can't really talk about all the damn details, but it was crazy.
You haven't even told me all the details.
I know, and I have to tell you a lot of shit.
We'll talk about it on Patreon.
Yeah, it was crazy. You know, we just going out, drinking every day, partying, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, damn, I'm really back in the streets. Like, you feel me? Like, goddamn, this shit is crazy. Yeah. You know, I met a little cutie, whatever. Nothing crazy. Well, I mean.
Yes. Happy Pride Month, by the way.
Happy Pride Month to all the.
Be who you are.
No, but. Yeah, so, you know, I met a little cute with a little booty. I was feeling that because I'm like, you know, like, I should.
In Arizona?
Yeah, in Arizona. I'm like, I should, you know, give it a go and text somebody and, like, start talking. Because one thing about me, baby, I ain't going to be heartbroken for too long. You got about 2 days. And then I'm done. Like, I really, like, after that, I don't have it in me. So, whatever. That was a grand ball. Come home, and I made my veneer video, which I don't know if you guys saw it, but it's gone extremely viral. I think it is one of my most viral videos that I've ever done. Of course, it's a video of me fucking crying, and it has 9.something million views.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, people are just so messy. This is the one I had to go around.
Yeah.
But I mean, so the reason why I even made the video was because I had went to another TMJ specialist. Keep in mind, I have gone to these TMJ specialists many of times. I have gone to the dentist's office a million times in the last 2 years. And every time I walk out crying. Mm-hmm. And I just don't post that online. So this was, to me, this is like just another time. I left disappointed. I left, you know, heartbroken. I left feeling hopeless. I left feeling like all these people care about is my money. Like, you know, but... And I cry in front of these people. Like, I like was trying, I was just like, take my card, just take my card. Like, keep my dollar to pay for the shit, like, for nothing. And I just was like, you know what, fuck it. Like, I'm going to make a video about this. Yeah. I haven't, you know, really told people that this is still going on. Yeah. They don't really know the extent of what I be going through.
And it's bringing awareness to
it. And I really was like, I have to bring awareness to this shit. Like, and I have been bringing awareness to it for 2 years. Like, I have talked about it. I've had other videos go viral. But this was just like an extremely raw moment because it was the moment I walked out of the
very vulnerable.
The doctor's office. So, you know, obviously my emotions are hella high. I'm not like, oh, let me get it together. I'm just like, turn on TikTok. Like, I just got to do this. So whatever. I basically talk about how, you know, I've been going through my TMJ issues for the last 2 years because of how badly the first time I got my teeth redone, how bad my teeth were fucked up. Like, they lost my bite. So everybody has their own unique bite. You need your bite to close your mouth, to feel comfortable, to chew, like, all the things. Mm-hmm. So my bite got lost, and it was like, it'd feel fine, like, when I'm eating food. My teeth don't hurt. That's what people don't understand. They'd be like, you need to just get all your teeth removed. I'm like, my teeth don't hurt. I don't have hot and cold issues. I don't have none of those type of problems. Like, it's literally my jaw. And, like, my bite, we couldn't find my bite for, like, legit, like, 2 years. And, I had just kind of given up hope. I would just wear my retainer every single day so that I could close my mouth. Remember when I lost my retainer in Japan? I lost my retainer in Japan for one day and ended up finding it. And it was like, I remember walking and feeling like, oh my God, I'm about to break down and cry because my jaw hurts so fucking bad. Yeah. Like, I cannot do this shit. Like,
so what does it feel like, this like a muscled pain? Like, does it feel tight?
Your
what does
neck, it feel like? My neck hurts, my jaw hurts, my face hurts. Like, it feels like...
Tense?
Yeah, like, imagine you're like, I don't know, like, I guess tense.
Like lockjaw? Like from Molly.
No. Like, I don't know.
Oh. Yeah, you're right.
You know?
No.
No.
at 23.
Like, it feels like if you're straining your jaw all day and then your face is sore as fuck. And it's like it goes down into your neck because all of these things are connected. Yeah. So like you'll just be in fucking pain. But, you know, I had been wearing my retainer for about a year now, you know, just trying to like just kind of like be like, fuck it. Like, I can't really think about this shit right now. Yeah. Nobody's giving me answers. I got my masseter Botox. That would help for a few months. And then once the masseter Botox will start wearing off, I'll start feeling that pain again. And I'm just like, fuck, I got to get this fixed. So whatever. Did the video. They was in there talking about, yeah, it's probably going to cost you another $80,000, like in the whole long run. And like, blah, 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 just all this shit. I leave. I'm like, I'm not giving y'all another 80 bands. Like,
I would be distraught. I know you've spent so much money.
I've already spent like damn near $80,000 on the issue itself. Like, literally. Yeah. So I'm just like, that's fucking crazy. Like, if I didn't have, you know, I am blessed to be able to have the money that I have and I'm able to go to even see these doctors to have them tell me shit. But like the fact that like our, you know, our country is just so fucked up when it comes to healthcare and dental care. And like, I really wanted to bring awareness.
Maternal care.
About, yes, for women especially. Like, they do not care about us. And I am a literal walking fucking image of the medical field not caring about women. I talked about this in the video.
Yeah.
Kaiser literally told me, I said, give me a referral to a neurologist. I need a brain scan. There is something wrong with me because of my sensory issues. And they told me, it's in your head and you need to see a therapist.
That's insane.
Verbatim. Ver-fucking-batim. That is what the man said.
How are you gonna tell me my pain is in my head?
In my head. And I'm like, bro, like, it's just like a very hopeless feeling. And, you know, a part of me did know, like, I know a lot of people don't like me on the internet. I you know, I was thinking a couple people probably gonna see it and, like, be like, like, you know. But the extent that people took it, like, about making all the think piece videos and all the whatever. At first, you know, I was just kind of ignoring it because, you know, I've been off Twitter for a couple months now. And I wasn't going to go to Twitter and say shit. I wasn't going to respond to nobody. I was just going to let this shit pass. But then, you know, people screenshotted me a tweet from Ray Monte and a tweet from the Cleotrapa girl, which is the little raggedy rodent who jumped into the whole Ice Spice thing for no fucking reason. And, you know, she's making comments on this video. And I'm like, look, bitch, I never even started with you.
Yeah.
Like, let's just, and that's, this is the thing that actually pisses me off about people too, is because people are justifying them picking fun at what I'm going through by saying, oh, well, Winter be talking shit all day. And Winter says this about people. Winter responds to people when they have her fucked up. Winter doesn't go out there and poke fun at people. Winter doesn't leave nasty comments on people's pictures and pick at people for no fucking reason. But what Winter does is stick up for herself every single time. So just because I can clear a bitch and you can't, that doesn't mean that I'm out here picking at people. It's just I'm knowing how to defend myself and you can't take it how I can take it. But anyways,
ate that up. Really ate that up.
For real,
quick. No, I'm not even gonna lie to you. She will clear a fucking table, clear a room, clear it all. And I'm like, bitch, I don't even understand why they even still bother. Because, bitch, you she about to eat you up.
But that's every what single I'm saying. Time. And then it's like,
you're always
mad.
On defense. You're always on defense. And I can understand that. And that's so I'm like, that's what's sad to see. People always see your response to some bullshit. Right. You know what I'm saying?
And that's my thing. Like, it is, it's to defend myself.
When I seen it, the extent, because I was on vacation. If she wouldn't have called me and told me about what was going on, I wouldn't have known anything. Yeah. And when I seen it, I was like, I was shocked.
And
it
keep
really
in mind,
was shocking.
I didn't see a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff I didn't see.
Yeah.
But what I did see was the Ray Monte tweet and the Cleotrapa tweet. And that's because somebody sent it to me.
Yeah.
So then I took my happy ass to Twitter and I said what I had to say, which was, Ray Monte, you're a bitch. Why are you like, what is the issue here? Just because you're 5'3" like me and suck dick like me doesn't mean I'm not beefing with men. I don't know how many times I've had to say this. I don't give a fuck what you like, your sexuality. I'm not beefing with a man. I don't give a fuck if you think you're sassy. Happy Pride Month. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm not arguing no goddamn man. That's just that, period. And then it's like with the Cleotrapa girl, she responded and was like, oh yeah, that's Cleotrapa voodoo. Cleotrapa voodoo, bitch, why haven't you made your career pop off yet? Use your powers for good instead of evil, babe, because you're not doing anything over here. I've been going through this for 2 years. If you think that you have any reign over my life, you are sadly, sadly mistaken.
Yeah.
Anyways, but also I'm just like, I never even started with you. Yeah. Like, you get what I mean? Like, you started with me.
To take that moment of vulnerability and to turn it into their own narrative was actually just like...
Right. And it was a lot. And I mean, I had said what I said. And I had like, this is where a lot of people also got pissed off at. And the whole race thing came in. Was because I was like, Clea Trapper, you ugly little bitch. I'm going to smack the fuck out of you when I see you, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, calling a dark-skinned woman ugly? And yes, I was ugly at one point, too. You guys can pull up all the pictures, but you know what? You're never really ugly. You're just broke. So maybe she just needs to get her money up. I don't know what to tell you.
You know,
what? What?
So you called her barracuda fish.
Barracuda mouth.
Your barracuda mouth on the tweet, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was hilarious.
Because I think I'm hilarious.
I think, no, hilarious because I remember Cleo Trapper.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember her, like, I remember seeing her, like, skits or whatever in passing. And I remember her teeth looking like that. I thought it was extremely accurate and funny.
No, and here's my thing. You
got to laugh at yourself in certain situations, too, because I would have been like, if that was me, somebody caught me an albino bullfrog one time. And I was like, you know what? I can see it on occasion.
It is funny, though.
I was like, that kind of hurted me. But
no.
I would have, like, bro, that shit was very accurate. And then I went to her page, and she got some money because them teeth are fixed. They don't look
the same. Yay. Good. Now get some more so you can go with being a hater. Because I promise you, when you get money and you're a bad bitch, you're not as angry as you are. I promise you. Like, life is good. So it's good over here. But anyways, so that just pissed me off. Like, that just made me take, like, that. Yeah. I feel like I took it on. And then they're trying to turn it into the whole race thing. And, like, to me, I feel like the reason why this whole situation hasn't affected me as deeply as other ones is because y'all always say the same shit and it's always lies.
Yeah.
It's not true. I am not some colorist, racist person. I don't think dark-skinned women are less than or ugly or any of the thing. But also, I don't discriminate towards a bitch who got me fucked up. If I'm walking down the street and a white woman knocks into me and cusses me out, what, I'm supposed to not say anything because she's a white woman?
Yeah.
No, like, I'm going to defend myself in every situation. So, I mean, just this
the narrative that they try to spin,
You're always trying to spin this fucking narrative. And then the only reason why you guys justify it is because you say that, oh, I was a bully on a show 10 years ago. I was a bully on a show 10 years ago. Yes, I did some shit in a fucked up moment. I've said it many a times before. I apologize for the shit. I felt bad for the shit that I did. Like, it wasn't okay.
Yeah.
But if you had one of your worst moments filmed for people to watch forever, can you really throw a stone at my fucking house? No, you cannot. No. We have all done some shit that we are not proud of in this fucking world. So to me, I just be like, y'all be trying to justify your little raggedy ass actions. But was she bullied this girl 10 years ago?
It's honestly not justifiable anymore at this point.
I don't think it is either. I think it's like y'all are losers.
I do.
I think, I don't know.
I don't think it's justified. And you know what I was really thinking? I had a deep dive thought about it. And I was just like, I don't know what per se you need to do, but well, maybe you need to do. I don't know what it is. Maybe like either never again, I know it's hard to say, but either never again mention bad, like that Bad Girls Club or anything, and they mention it, or you
which
you,
I don't, you know, I you hate know, talking I know, about it.
Never mention that shit again. Literally completely ignore anything that they say in regards to that, like never give anyone a single thread of attention to when it comes to that. Or completely, like, invite the girl, do whatever. Because, you know, I've also never seen it. So I can't really say, you also are, like, my best friend. Mm-hmm. I don't Google you. I don't do those things like that. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, anything I'm going to be real. You tell me. It really, it was not a good thing. And, like, I felt bad about it. So
you wouldn't want to bring that energy back into it?
It really was not that fucking deep, bro. Yeah. It's a fucking TV show. Yeah. It's not like I'm over here picking at a girl and hoping.
Where people have been worse than you?
Yes, and in the real world, people, like, it was a messed up thing to do, but you have to understand at that age, we're young, we're blacked out drunk, they're feeding us liquor and Hot Pockets all fucking day, and then they're telling us, go start some shit, go do this, go do that. So it's like just some dumb shit, like, I know who I am, and I feel like anybody who is a supporter of me knows who I am. Yeah. Like, you can genuinely see that I have a good heart, I am a good person, I'm funny, I'm goofy, I'm all of the great things. So, like, to me, it's just like, I think that the only reason people use these things to justify their actions and their, like, bullying towards me is because that's the only thing they can grasp onto.
Yeah.
Like, that's genuinely all you can say. You can make up a lie and you can say some shit about me, what I did on TV 10 years ago.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, I don't know what else to tell you. And, like, I'm just over it. Like, I'm just over it. Like, a lot of people reach out to me, like, are you okay? Like, it's fucked up. I think the most people reached out to me this time than any other time
because
before.
It was so unwarranted. It really was unwarranted. And not saying that other times have been warranted for you to get some, like, you know, like, backlash over some shit. But, like, this one is just, like, such a vulnerable moment. And anybody who knows you've been dealing with this for so long. Mm-hmm. And for people to emphasize on that or publicize on that, it just was unfair. Seeing it from the outside looking in is just like, damn.
Mm-hmm.
everywhere, you know, and like with people who don't have a Twitter, which the things that you would see all the time, seen it on other platforms.
I went to lunch the day that everything was going on, and the waitress was like, "Hi, Winter, I saw your veneer," like a random white girl. I don't even like white girls don't even.
Like I seen like a lot of people saying the things that, you know, like having similar experiences to you. So I'm like, there is something that good that came from that.
No,
you know
100, I do think that there's good that came from it.
Oh, and did you get your bite fixed?
Yeah, I got my bite fixed, but I'll get into all that. But I don't regret making the video. I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed at all.
I don't think you
should be. Like, I don't, I am a human being. I cry, I laugh, I get mad. I have all of these emotions that we all have. Everybody want to fake me tough because they're scared of what people are going to say. I don't give a what y'all have to say. I never have and I never will. And I think that's another reason why people be pissed off, because it's just like, damn, that bitch just don't be giving a fuck. She just gonna say whatever. I'm not gonna sugarcoot it. I'm not gonna apologize for what I did or what I said. Because really, in reality, I made the video to help people. And even if I help somebody who sat on the internet and cracked jokes at me, I'm okay with that. I don't wish anybody ill will in this fucking world, and I damn sure would never get on the internet and laugh at the next bitch physical pain or health, even if I didn't like her.
Yeah.
But that wasn't even the end of everything. Then it was the Megan girl.
Yeah, I seen that.
The Megan James girl. Keep in mind, Megan James and I have history. We were cool at one point. She did some weird stuff when we were friends over my old man who I dealt with on and off for years, and I won't really get fully into the details, but it was very, very weird and very hurtful.
What she did recently or back then?
Back then.
Oh, okay.
Which was the reason why I quit fuck with her. So she DM'd me, and you know, she's been following me for a while. Remember, Ben told you this. I was like, why does Megan follow me? Like, she knows I don't fuck with her. Like,
yeah,
you know?
And she told me the reason why. And I was like, yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah. So she had been following me, you know, whatever, blah, blah, blah. I just kind of ignored it because I'm like, I would never fuck with you again. Then she reached out to me and DM'd me during the whole veneer thing. And she goes, hey, you know, I just want to reach out to you and like tell you I really do feel bad about your situation. And I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be petty. And I'm like, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Because in my mind, I'm like, it was even bitches who don't fuck with me reaching out to me. Like, that's fucked up. You don't deserve that. I know we've had our times in the past. But like, you know, and I'm like, to me, that those are people who can I can look at and be like, that's a real bitch. Because like, if I really genuinely felt bad for somebody, even if I had an issue with them, like I would probably do the same shit. So
unwarranted.
Right. So then I see her TikTok video. This is after she DMs me this little fake ass I feel bad. And she makes the TikTok video and she's throwing shade in the video. Yeah. And she's sitting there like, yeah, I don't really know how it feels because my life is perfect. And I don't really know if Winter can back it up or not. But, like, I mean, it is messed up. Like, you know how she talks.
Yeah.
It is messed up. Like, I really do feel bad for her. But, like, you know, like, I do understand why people don't feel bad for her. I'm like, are you dumb? Are you dense in the head? Like, are you okay mentally? Like, she did a lot of Bad Girls Club shows. I don't know if she got hit in the head too many times. Yeah. Is it CTE or BGC? I don't know. I genuinely don't know. But like, so then I made a little response video. Cause you know, I'm like, you want to be petty, but you can't.
Yeah.
And I made a little response video, and then I was like, you know, matter of fact, I'm not gonna take this on one because this will never end with this girl. She loves stuff like this. I said, I'm gonna DM her. So I DM her, I'm like, you know, I think it's whack as hell that like you basically reached out to me on some genuine stuff and then you go turn around and get on the internet because you think this is gonna get you clicks and giggles.
Yeah.
But you was just acting like, you know, oh, you I feel bad and blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But you wanna be funny because that's what everybody else is doing. That's the kind of bitch you are. You need people to be on your side and back you up like, yeah, let's pick fun at Winter. Ah, that was shady. That was funny. I don't need that. I don't need nobody's support.
What did she say in response to the DM?
She was like, I swear I wasn't trying to be funny.
Girl.
And then she sent me a screenshot of her talking to her friend about the situation, and she was damn near talking shit in the text too. And I said, I don't understand how your brain doesn't work properly for you to understand how you were being shady. I showed everybody around me the video and they were like, what? Like,
I literally, so I really have no patience for shit sometimes. So I literally was 10 seconds in listening to the video.
And it was a shade.
I could not even finish the video. I was like, oh no, this bitch is wild. And I was like, that's crazy. She was like, because I have a perfect life. And I'm like, girl, I don't know if it's really just delusion, but I'm like, no,
I genuinely
shady as hell.
Like, you slow. You're literally slow.
I could not even finish the rest. I was like, okay, no, that's wild. I didn't even send that to you. When I seen that, I was just like, that's wild.
Girl, and then, but sat in the freaking DM acting like, oh yeah, like,
yeah, because I seen the DM that you had with her first. So I'm like, I don't know, like, I'm not about to, no, that It was insane to me.
So I don't know. I feel like it was definitely a lot, but I don't know. I just think this time, like I definitely handled it a lot better. Like I've had so many doctors, so many dentists mm-hmm. reach out to me wanting to fly me across the world.
Which was also another goal as well. You know?
I had another People Magazine reached out to me. They want to do some talk about it. And I'm like, that's what I want to do. I want to spread awareness about the situation because it's serious. I had went and got my bite fixed by Dr. Trevor Thomas. He's cool as hell. And my bite feels, I haven't felt my bite feel this good in 2 years. I'm getting used to it still a little bit, but I can feel I can feel it starting to get better. Now I feel like I'm having a list because I'm thinking about it.
What did he do? Like when he brought the little
He got a CT scan. No, he didn't really use that. Oh. He was joking. He was
how
like,
long were
he
you
He was
there?
Like, we were in there for 9 hours. We were not, he okay, was joking. Were we were there for like an hour. It wasn't long.
So hour after all these years, an hour to help fix
we
that
We did like
part?
A CT scan and like all other stuff. And like, he mm-hmm. just like, it's just regular. It doesn't look any different. He didn't shave nothing down on the front or like, you can't even see what he did, but definitely feel like I can close my mouth comfortably. Uh-huh. I'm not wearing my retainer. Like, I'm just like, whatever. So now I'm about to just go get these TMJ facial massages to try to like release the muscles, which are expensive as hell, by the way. But
are we still going?
Where?
On the 10th?
No.
Okay.
No. But yeah, we were going to go to Mexico, girl. We was going to hit up a bunch of dentists. Like, just we were going to go everywhere. But I'm thankful. I feel like, you know, it came with a lot, but I think I got my message across, and I think that's the biggest thing that I really care about. I want people to know what Smile Dental Center 32 in Miami did to me, and they do. And that was my goal. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Goal accomplished.
Yeah, a lot goal of people like, goal accomplished.
And then it helped to bring you the doctor that you currently have now, and then to figure out the problem. And then for people who don't have as big of a platform as you to be able to like, you're like, oh, I'm going through this too. Mm-hmm. I hope you can figure something out. So then from that point, they see what else they can actually do.
I mean, the girl who goes through my same sensory issues, because I text her, we talk, like, you know, she's really still in the thick of it, how I used to be. And, you know, I be talking to her about everything, and she was talking to me like that was another thing people were confused about, which I want to clear up. People were like, oh, well, why wouldn't you take your refund? Why wouldn't you take your refund? I didn't take the refund for y'all, literally, because they would have me sign an NDA so I could never talk about it without being sued. So I said, keep the money. Instead, I'm going to talk about what you did to me, and it's going to affect you way more. Yeah. Like, you feel me? I literally did that for the people.
How much did you pay for your veneers originally?
Originally?
Yeah.
20K. These ones, only about 10 bands. Should have known, but it was in Florida. But whatever.
And then, this was the second time?
Yes, this was the second time I got them done. So the first time I paid 20, well, my boyfriend at the time paid 20. Then I paid 10, and then me getting these ones redone, 30.
Dang.
And then 80K on top of all the issues from
that's
just
so much money.
Just the last 2 years. But I don't know. It is what it is. I don't even really feel like people have been like, I'm like, what do y'all want from me? Do you want me to like jump off a fucking cliff? Would you be satisfied then? Like, I don't understand like what people want from me. So I have just chosen not to give a fuck.
That's good. I respect that the most, honestly. I feel like sometimes people feed off of that negative energy, and they like, they thrive off of your responses. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, they do. They love it.
So it's just like, at this point, you honestly have to have the...
Oh, wait. Oh my God. The funniest part. I left out the funniest part. I have to add this. So after Raybonte did everything that he did and said that God don't play about him and...
Don't bring my God in you, this.
Right. But after he did all that, he got tased by the police like a day later. And I thought that was crazy because clearly God was playing about you. But anyways, I just wanted to add that because I thought it was funny. Karma gonna spin for me.
See, that's quick. I could do nothing else to it.
Quick. But yeah, it is what it is. I'm straight. I went on a date.
Is that a part of your week?
Closing statement.
Yo, this is a lot of shit going on.
I'm telling you, this week was a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went on a date.
How was it? Oh, the one that you got dressed for?
Yeah.
How was it?
It was great.
It was great?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
I just forgot that I got it like that. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes you got a
little bounce back.
Yeah, and like...
A winner got a groove back.
People are like... I mean, I guess my friends were like, really, you're going on a date? Like, you're ready for that? And I'm like, absolutely. They're like, oh, you're crazy. Yeah. I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, fine. Like, I genuinely feel fine.
To each his own.
Yeah, I don't know. Also, I haven't talked to my ex, like, at all since the day we broke up. Yeah. So to me, it's just like,
oh, we're done, done.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are done. And I am okay with that. Yeah. I have to like ship all his stuff to him.
I feel like when you have sex, that's when it'd be like the officially done. Like you can probably go on a little date or something, you know what I'm saying?
But oh,
like,
yeah.
When you have sex with somebody else, it's like,
right. It's like, yeah, it's done.
Yeah.
But no, I really do still feel like it's done. Like I'm okay with it. The door is closed. I don't feel no way. I'm not heartbroken. I'm not dwelling on it. I'm not hoping he calls me. Mm-hmm. I just feel like I just deserve so much more, like emotionally, I guess. And I don't know. I just want more.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
That's right.
Put and I feel like, down. Yeah, you know, you got to sometimes break up with your boyfriend to find your husband. That's just what it is.
Honestly. But don't let your boyfriend stop you from finding your husband.
Right.
Literally. Like, that's a...
What?
No, nothing.
Oh.
So.
Not only was I going through a lot of drama this week, apparently Cardi B and Bia. Wait, what?
What?
Cardi B and Bia.
Yeah.
I'm going to just call it the Cardi Bia beef.
Ooh. Cardi Bia beef. Oh, don't nobody want a Bia.
Look.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we don't even care about that shit for real. That shit was trash.
I really don't care about it.
Yeah,
either.
Like, I mean, I'm not going to say that Bia isn't a good rapper or anything like that. But,
I
think Bia's talented. Bia had everybody going to the Bottega.
Here's my thing.
What?
Why would Bia... Okay, I have no problem with Bia... I've spoken to Bia before.
You have?
Yeah, I don't have no bad blood with your girlfriend. But I don't really see how you could say that somebody's copying you off that specific beat because so many people have sampled that beat. Like Ski Mask did the beat. She did the beat. It's a sample.
Yeah.
It's nobody shit except That's for what? I, Isn't it Missy Elliott?
It's crazy how you understand this, but when I told you how those two white girls did the... rendition of The Simple Life, you were like, no, they shouldn't have been copying us.
Yeah, I feel like they were copying us.
See, but look, it's the same exact thing. I'm like,
no. It was right after.
I know, but it doesn't matter. You can't like claim copyrights to something that you didn't even originate. No, I'm like, no, it doesn't even
matter. When it comes to me, you copying. When it comes to her, you're not. No, I'm just kidding. No, but yeah, I mean, I just don't really see why Bia would be mad at that because it's just like, girl, I mean, it's not even your beat. And then it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Like and then it's like, you're copying me. It's like,
you know,
no
honestly,
shade, no shade. I'm not trying to be
music
shady
has
at all.
Just been recycled.
Yeah, so much.
You remember though?
They used everybody to have samples
these,
now.
Yeah, everybody samples. They had these like on YouTube back in the day. They used to have these like swagger jacket like videos where you would see like artists from current time take literal verses and lyrics from like 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and make it their own. Mm-hmm. Like it's well.
I
around.
Actually remember years ago when I was still doing music, I had hit up Bia to do a song together, and she was like. I think it was for the Get Around song, which was a sample. And she was like, oh, like, I'm trying to steer clear of doing samples and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like.
And then turn right around and do that Missy.
Like, I mean, and it's a great song. Bia's so talented.
She is talented.
Like, literally so talented. But I'm like, it just kind of just seemed like such a childish beef. And then she should have maybe not responded.
Got it. It's the chorus. Is the
what
chorus
is it again?
I got a dark soul with a bright future. And
that's it?
And she said, you a fuck girl. I don't even think people say fuck girl and fuck boy anymore. I think that's a little, like, outdated,
you know
right?
Whose diss was funny to me?
Who?
Sukihana. I'm not gonna lie, that was so childish. No shade to JT either, because, like,
JT
I,
will read a bitch
I
too.
Love
look,
her music.
No shade
oh, yeah.
To her.
Look, JT got him out just like me. But, no, but the Sukihana diss was funny just because it was so childish. You're not a city girl. You're a
city
girl. Like, what? That is so random.
It's hilarious, though. It really is.
Like, I think it is it's funnier when it's not as serious.
Yeah, when it's not as serious at all. You know? And I'm just like, to me, it was just like, okay.
Because then the Bia thing, she was like, me and my friends be talking about your tattoos in the group chat. We think they suck. And I'm like, that's all we could come up with?
That shows how bad of a bitch she really is. For you can't even say shit. You can say something. You're trying to say something about somebody's tattoos that are also still nice. Like, when you tatted up.
Blasted. I mean, if a girl just said something about my tattoos, I'd be like, come on,
you
gotta
know
do
what,
better than that.
You know what the first line of the B is this made me think about?
What was it?
It said,
I didn't listen to it. I just saw like a clip on TikTok.
I seen nothing but clips, but I had to look up. I was like, let me make sure this lyric, because it reminded me of like.
And Cardi didn't really say anything in the song. She was just like, don't nobody want to be a.
Which is very double entendre.
Yeah,
I
like the little, you know.
Damn, shit. Well, it was something where it was just like, put that on your gang that you ain't get fucked in. or something like that. Yeah, that was the first literal line. And so it made me think about, I don't know if y'all seen this, but it was this viral clip of this woman getting her makeup done, and mm-hmm. she like literally looked like she got her ass beat.
Oh, yeah.
You looking like a cholo right now with that?
Lean like a cholo, side to side. Do you remember that song? No. Did you ever hear that? You're not from Cali. If y'all know
what
that
song is. Not from Cali.
Sorry.
Yeah, we don't have the Bloods and the Crips where I'm from. We have neighborhoods.
CC okay, lockdown, no, but.
Fours down, south side. Oh, wait, what?
I'm scared. No, we don't have, like, nobody really is, like, super Bloods and Crips where I'm from either. We have neighborhoods, too. But
in
like,
the Bay?
Yeah, in the Bay. Like, we go street to street. Like, mm-hmm. oh, I'm from 65th.
Oh, yeah.
But out here, it's like Bloods and Crips, way and more like, than in the Bay. There probably are, but
didn't
like not
California
as much.
Originate Bloods and Crips and stuff like that?
I don't know.
So in like New York, to me, it's just.
It but feels we like did a used to have it though, right? When I was growing up, and I would grow up around like some of the Mexicans, there'd be norteños and sureños, for real. I just had to say it like that because of my Duolingo, but but I remember having little Mexican girlfriends, and they was like, "You get jumped in, or you get."
In. Yeah, okay, exactly. So which one, that's what I wanted to know. If you were, so the girl with the makeup and the meme in the video, she got jumped into mm-hmm. the gang. Bro, right. Face looked unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I don't know if I could get jumped in the gang. Well, depends on who I gotta fuck.
How many people is it?
Is it a gang bang?
It is.
Oh, it's a gang bang?
I think so. I think it's like a few people.
Okay, well, no, I can't do a gang bang. Ugh. Are they using protection?
I would hope.
I'm about to square up with some bitches too then. All right,
I can't do it.
That bitch.
No, for real. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, that is a tough one. I would probably fight.
Yeah, I'd have to fight, too. Yeah. If it's a gangbang, if it's just, like, fucking the leader
of the
group.
But you get your ass beat, though. You get your ass beat. Like, you don't win.
You can't fight back.
You can fight back, but you're going to get your ass. You're getting jumped.
You ever got crowded?
Like, jumped? Jumped. Who says crowded? Oh. Fucking country. You ever got crowded? What does that mean? No.
Wait, didn't you say you used to spray paint?
I used to like spray paint, but not like well.
Oh, I thought you were like spray painting on buildings and stuff.
No.
Oh, you used to spray paint like artistic, like Chris Brown?
Are you about to make a joke?
No.
I'm trying to remember if I've ever told you that.
You did.
No, my old best friend would like spray paint shit, and we would sometimes go around and spray paint stuff.
Oh, that's cute then.
No, it wasn't. It was illegal.
Oh.
It wasn't really cute. It was not something we should have been doing at all.
So you'd be right. You'd be writing Princess or like Kayla or something like that?
I don't remember what I used to write. But my uncle is like a really like well-known graffiti artist also.
Would you have been in a gang? Like if it was like, you know, like if it was like a cool thing where you were at to do?
I mean, it was a cool thing where I was to like do stuff like that. But I couldn't really do that. Like, I wasn't Mexican, so, like...
Oh, so it was kind of just, like, Mexican-based?
Yeah, like, you're not going to be, like... You either hang out with black people or Mexican people or white people. Mm. To me, I was a floater. Well, actually, I never really hung out with really any white people. But I remember, I think I was in, like, ninth grade. I had some little Mexican friends.
It was either, if you Mexican, you black. I've said this before in, like, in Louisiana. That's just how it is. If you Mexican, you black. If you, like, Asian, you white. You know what I'm saying? It was really, I love how, like, L.A. is just so culturally diverse because mm-hmm. you can have all of those things and have your own little, mm-hmm. everybody's their own individual.
To us, it's like, if you were culturally black, then, you know, you would kind of get a pass.
It's kind of like that in New York, too.
Yeah, but if you were white, then you mm-hmm. didn't really, like, get
the
any
reason why I never even joined, a sorority when I was going to school mm-hmm. was because I'm like, I got enough sisters. I don't need to pay for no fake ones. I don't need to, like, mm-hmm. and no disrespect to, like, sorority.
Also, like,
I know how they are.
Pain
is crazy. And then, like, they haze, like, the hazing that goes on, the mm-hmm. yelling, the hitting. Like, in LSU, I know they got in trouble for, mm-hmm. like, a kid almost dying and Southern.
Kids have
and, like,
died from hazing.
Yeah, literally. So it's just, like, times. To me, I'm always like, bro, I have four older sisters who have bossed me around half my life. So
yeah.
I don't never need to, like, figure out another way to find anymore. But later on in life, people, you know, they have advantages from when they.
Right.
You know, when they pledge
like
or when they pass.
Sisters.
And, like,
what
a lot
is?
Of. I think that's
my
AKA,
little ass pinky.
Look, they be serious about that shit. You can
they don't play.
Pinky. They don't play.
Sorry, y'all.
Sorry, Soros.
No, I remember some girl had posted on TikTok.
I know it's beneficial.
Yeah, some girl posted on TikTok and her nails were like little pink cherries with green stems. Mm-hmm. And I guess some girl came up to her and was like, oh, my sister or some shit. And she was like, oh, they're just cherries. And she's like, well, why do you have pink and green on it then? Girl.
Can I not have my nails done?
Like,
they
oh
were,
my God.
They were getting
they're serious.
On Amanda Seale, I think, for a role she played. Mm-hmm. as a Soro, and they were like, she was like, guys, it's just acting. Mm-hmm. I'm playing a role.
Yeah, no, they really are too serious. Like, with the guys, yeah, too, if you wear, like, any, like, a jacket or whatever the hell, they'd be like, take that off, bro. We don't play about that.
Yeah, they don't play
about that. What are you going
to
do?
Have you ever been to a college party, like them Q parties? Have you ever gone?
I've been to college parties, but yeah, they were like frats. Like,
yeah, you know? Like frat college parties. Yeah, yeah.
Like, not, it was all white people though. It was,
really?
I would, like, it would be like my old best friend's like older brother, and mm-hmm, we would like go sneak there when we weren't supposed to be
no,
there.
No, I've gotten picked up by a cute dog before.
Look,
I was like, put me down.
I would have loved to do that. Look, that would have been more my speed. But
no, but it used to be like the coolest thing, and like that's why I always do regret not finishing school. So not regret it, but like I just should have just stuck to it. But it was like the coolest thing, seeing them like, you know, like line up and do they like little mm-hmm dances mm-hmm and stuff, and like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
it is cute.
Used to be cool. It used to be cute. Like, I don't think people emphasize like the other part of like college, you know? I mean, right, but also, I mean, whatever, because people, student debt and loans, it's a whole bunch of shit that deals with college.
Yeah, the debt and the loans can just,
yeah, it'll deter you from going to like, you know what I'm saying? I remember, but I watched School Days back in the day with my sisters, and I was like, oh, I want to go to college.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I never really cared to go to college. I'm not even going to lie. I never
did. No.
But when I started getting older, I was like, oh, it would have been fun.
Yeah, fun. You know? Like, there are certain experiences that, like, I feel like college teaches you, like, kind of discipline in a mm-hmm sense, and I feel like anything, and I've said this has been a problem for me mm-hmm most of my life, anything that gets too hard, I'm like, oh, let me right get out of there.
Let me back up.
Let me back up, and that's exactly what I did, and you know what I'm saying? And it's just like, I wish I just would have stuck to it, but like, right, I feel like, you know, everybody has different experiences with it, but I think it's something like education and knowledge is something that no one can take from you, so.
Period. Be educated. Be so educated, then you can read a bitch down just like me. No, I'm just kidding.
Period. One thing she will do is read a bitch, and I will never take that away from you. I never. I don't know why they even.
You know why? It's because I have an extensive vocabulary, and I'm very creative.
Me, I be struggling.
No, I'm just joking, y'all. But honestly, even after all that whole conversation, like, and I did just, you know, talk a little bit of shit, and I did mean every word. But I mean,
if I said anything mean, I meant it.
Yeah, if I said anything mean, I did mean it, because y'all got me fucked up. But also, I hope that, you know, the message was gotten from you guys. Like, I hope you guys got the message that I was just trying to make. And I wish everybody the best. And don't be mean. Don't be an evil spirit in this world. Like, I think that it's so easy for us to get on social media and, like, bandwagon and dogpile bully people and do all this stuff. But it's like, have your own brain, y'all. Use your own mind. Like, please do it.
I don't think it was fair. I don't think it was right or nice at all. And I think, honestly, those think pieces that people make on TikTok lately have been pissing me off. Ugh. Like, I'm very quick. Like, when I said something about Winter on TikTok, it was very quick. It wasn't like, but it's because I know her and I talk to her in real life. It really bothers me seeing think pieces that people make for like 4 or 5 minutes about little girls. Mm-hmm. About, like, I seen one when they were making a think piece about Northwest.
Oh, yeah.
Think, y'all don't think it's a little weird to be having a 6-minute video of a 13-year-old girl,
right?
Like, saying she's gonna
talk about how,
like,
terrible the 13-year-old
yeah,
girl is.
Yeah, like, just it is so weird to me. You don't even know these people from a can of paint, and it's just like, I don't understand those. Understand those, and I'm like, I don't get. Maybe some people may be getting paid from these 13-minute think pieces on mm-hmm TikTok, but it's just like, remember to be kind,
right?
And to touch grass,
right?
And honestly, to have a life of your own.
I don't know. Maybe I should be a little kinder, too, in my responses. Maybe I shouldn't be reading these people down the way
I think that you shouldn't respond as much as you do.
Yeah.
I mean, don't.
Here's my thing. I feel like I quit responding when I was in a relationship, because I'm like, you know, I have to respect my relationship. I don't want to be having anything going on. But, like, now that I'm single and this is going on, I'm like, I could cuss that bitch out.
I don't think it has nothing to do with your relationship. I think it has everything to do with you, though.
I know. But I do genuinely think that stopped me. Because I got off Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, I got off Twitter because mm-hmm I was in a relationship. And I was like, it's just too much. Like, but I'm never going to win these people over.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I feel like it affects your mental health. Like, mm-hmm, like, honestly, being angry, mm-hmm, like, or even, like, in a relationship, like, being, like, toxic or having mm-hmm. feeling like you don't have trust in a relationship, right. it really affects your mood. It, like, you know, when you mad at your nigga, you mad at the whole world. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
when you mad
you
know on Twitter,
have a bad day.
Exactly.
From it, yeah.
So when you're mad on Twitter, it mm-hmm. correlates and it reflects in everything else that you do. So mm-hmm. it's just like, honestly, at the end of the day, if that first sentence ain't starting off nice, bitch, I'm not reading them paragraphs. Yeah. I'm not listening to them voice notes. I'm right. not listening. And I've been that way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's just like, you have to be mindful of the energy that you allow are receptive into your space. To, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that's what I kind of did even this time. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, I responded to a couple of things because it's just like, hold on.
Yeah, but, don't play with me, but.
Yeah, like, hold on, don't play with me. But, like, with all the Think Piece videos, I did not sit there and watch one yeah. video. And they were popping up in my timeline, and I was yeah. just like, nope, not going to do it, not going to do it. And I felt like it just helped me handle the situation a lot yeah. better. Like, I wasn't distraught, like, crying and suicidal yeah. and all of these things. Like, I was just like, it's just another day, bitch. Y'all do this every 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, hey, what am I to do? I can't do nothing.
And that's on being a resilient ass bitch.
Period. I just wanted to take a second to talk about my friend's brother who passed away. His name is Robert Powell. He was killed in Forsyth County, which is a sundown town. And my friend has gotten no information about how her brother was killed in police custody. There is a page that I want you guys to go look at. It's _justiceforrob. And I will be putting the story on my Instagram story just so you guys can get more information. But this is something that my friend and her family have been dealing with for months and months now. They will not release a death certificate, a cause of death. They have no idea, you know, how he passed away. Basically, what happened was he was at Target. I think he had gotten in trouble for shoplifting.
Yeah.
And he had a peaceful arrest. He didn't resist arrest or anything. They said that something happened with his leg. That's the statement that the police put out. Something happened to his leg, so they took him to Forsyth Hospital for treatment. Upon arrival to the hospital, the suspect experienced a medical emergency and died. So they didn't. That was the media release from the Forsyth County, from Cumming Police. And that is all of the information my friend and her family has been able to get over the span of months. So I did just want to bring some awareness to that. And I will be sharing his story on my Instagram story. So if you guys see me post it, please click it and check it out.
Yeah. We love y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in.
Thank you guys for tuning in.